Okay. Welcome, Meshech Chachma group. We are going to see one Meshech Chachma each week. We'll get a taste of his style, his interesting approach. This week, we're going to see one that he's just discussing a mamar in Tehillim in the Bar Ilan, and listed as part of the Haftoros, because in the Chumash it appears after he discusses some sukkim in the Parsha, some sukkim from the Haftorah, he places this there, and he connects it to Mila, but it's an important one to see, because the Meshech Chachma likes showing how Mamarei Chazal and Agadat Torah Chazal are related to Pshat. So we're going to get a good opening to this idea. There's a pasuk in Tehillim, Sasanochi al Imratecha kemotzei shalal rav. I'm so happy over what Imratecha is part of the discussion, but about your statement Hashem, about your teaching, your Torah, your mitzvot, as though I was finding plunder, booty, meaning extra treasure. So the Gemara in Shabbos, Kavlamet Amid Aleph, tells us that this is referring to the mitzvah Bris Milah, and hence its connection to this week's Parsha, Parsha's Lech Lecha, because at the end of this week's Parsha we get the mitzvah Milah. So it's related to the mitzvah Milah, Shosan Etavet Simcha, and Rashi there, if you look up the Gemara, tells us that Imra Techa, the word Imra, is an Amira Yechida Shekadma Lishar Amirot Vehi Milah. It was one of our first Amira, meaning one of our first mitzvot. And here he says, so then why is it considered Shalal? Why is it spoils? Booty, plunder, why isn't it just, I like your teaching as much as I like gold, as much as I like silver, as much as I like treasure. Meaning, why specifically the connotation that we took it from someone else? So the Meshech Chachma tells us that it's because we did take it from someone else. We have a rule from the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that mitzvot that were given before Mamad Har Sinai, or in the words of the Meshech Chachma here, given to Bnei Noach, or the words of the Gemara there as well, mitzvot that were given to Bnei Noach and weren't repeated after Har Sinai remain a mitzvah for Ben Noach. Become a mitzvah only for Bnei Yisrael. If they were repeated at Har Sinai, then they are for both. So we have, as an example, the mitzvah Milah wasn't repeated, so therefore it's a mitzvah we took from the Bnei Noach, because it was a mitzvah stated to Bnei Noach, i.e. stated before Matan Torah, and now it is a mitzvah only incumbent upon Am Yisrael. As opposed to, for example, the mitzvah of Prur Revu, even though it was a mitzvah given to Bnei Noach, it is not the Shalal. This can be the mitzvah that is being referred to as spoils or plunder, because we know the following halacha. I think it's Gemara in Yevamos tells us, let's say a non-Jew had children and then converts to Judaism. Has he fulfilled the mitzvah of Peru or Avu? And the answer is yes. But on the other hand, let's say a non-Jew had a bris milah, meaning he was circumcised, he's not an Arel, and then converted to Judaism. Does he still need a bris milah? And the answer is, he still needs what's called a tafa dam brit. He still needs a drop of blood taken, some sort of bris, because when he's born, when he converts, it's as though he's born again. So just like a Jewish baby who is born circumcised, and that does happen one in, I don't know, however many hundreds of thousands or million or more, whatever it is, it does happen that a baby is born without a foreskin. Such a case, what happens to that baby? That baby again needs Hatava Dambrit. That baby would need to have this done to him. So the same thing is true about the Milah. The Ovid Kochavim who converts and he's already circumcised needs Hatava Dambrit. That means that when a Ben Noach performs this mitzvah, he accomplished nothing. And therefore, this mitzvah is the one that is being referred to as, I'm so happy, Sasanoch Nimratech, Matzei Shalal Rav. This is the one that's a spoil, that is something taken from them. For them, it is Shlal Shenishlal Mehem. We negated it from them. We took it from them. That is what the Meshech Chachma says is the Pshat. But he found another Mamar Chazal that says it's not referring to Mila, it's referring to the whole Torah. Pshate al Torah, meaning not Mila. And why is that true? Because the Gemara Sota gives us a rule. Mitzvot protect us. But when it comes to mitzvot that protect us, be'inna de asuk ba matzla, be'inna de lo asuk ba lo matzla. Only while you are doing the mitzvah does it protect you. While you are not doing the mitzvah, when you're done with it, it no longer protects you. Says the Meshech Chachma, that's not true about Torah. Shematzla gam be'inna de lo asuk ba. It protects you even when you are done learning. The fact that you keep the Torah mitzvahs and you've learned it, it protects you always. How does it help you? Because we know the statement, the Gemara Kedushin tells us that Barati Yetzirah, I made a Yetzirah, Barati Torah Tavlin, I gave you the spice, the cure, the way to fight the Yetzirah is to learn Torah. Because you learn Torah, somehow this Yetzirah is not able to succeed or beat you or get you. How is this related to finding plunder spoils? When you find something, let's say I find something on the street, money, so I'm very happy. But let's say not only do I find something on the street, but I have an enemy and I find his weapon. Imagine I found the sword or gun of whoever it is that has been causing me so many tsaros and fighting with me constantly and bugging me and bothering me. Imagine that I found his gun and now he has no gun to get me. He says that's Sasanoch Alimatecha Kimotse Shalal Rav. Specifically, spoils, meaning his weapon. I found his weapon. I found a way to stop him. It makes me even happier than having found money. I'm not only happy that I'm richer at his expense. I've cut off his ability to get to me. Now, here's why I said it's important to see this Meshech Chachma, because the Meshech Chachma likes when Ma'amarei Chazal fit close to Pshat, or certainly his explanation. So he's going to now take this Ma'amar Chazal that said it was about all the Torah, but what Pshat does he like that it's, this Pasuk is not about all the Torah, but specifically about Mitzvah Mila. So he's going to flip it over and say this Ma'amar Chazal is really about the Mitzvah Mila. And how does he do that? He says, Mila, when it comes to Mila, what is the reason for the mitzvah Mila? And Mor Nevuchim, where the Rambam tries to give you explanations for many of the mitzvot, in the third Sefer, he has a few reasons for Mila. One of his possible reasons, as the reason behind Bris Mila, is that it's Machlish Koach Tavan HaMishkan. That because you don't have a foreskin, it takes away certain amount of the taiva that we have for arayot, for certain amount of the pleasures of the flesh. And therefore, Mila is one that when we do Mila, although I told you all mitzvah only protect you while you're doing them when you're done, the mitzvah Mila doesn't have that stage. The mitzvah Mila is never a stage. When you have it, it's done. It's never an inna delo asik bay. You always have your mitzvah Mila. And therefore, since, again, it took away the enemy's ability to get to me, meaning the Yetzer Hara, I'm extra happy about it. So he found the Ma'amar Chazal. It said it's talking about the whole Torah, but the explanation behind that Ma'amar Chazal was that it's because it takes away the Yetzer Hara's ability to get to you. Well, that was true about Kol HaTorah Kula. He says it's also true about Bismillah. So he took that Ma'amar Chazal and was still able to bring it back to his pshat. This idea that we constantly have the mitzvah Mila protecting us, we constantly have the mitzvah Mila, is found throughout many ideas in Chazal, including the Gemara Menachos, Mem Gimel, tells us that David HaMelech once lamented that when he got undressed and was going to the mikvah or to the bathhouse, and he said, oh no, I'm Aru Mikol HaMitzvot, I don't have any mitzvot. And all of a sudden he remembered that he has a bris mila. Baruch Hashem, he has a bris mila. The Gemara says that's when he composed Lamenatzeach al Hashminit. And it was his praise of having a bris mila, that we always had a bris. I know Rav Tabori once commented on that Gemara. Rav Tabori was a Ramanus Yeshiva who was badly in need of a Rafu Shlema, that he said he had an eccentric friend who back in the day liked to give out cigarettes to people when they went to the mikvah. And he said, and they asked him why, he said it's a mitzvah. So Rav Tabori liked to play with him and said, it's not a mitzvah, because had David HaMelech been able to give out a cigarette, he wouldn't have been without mitzvahs. He wouldn't have needed the bris milah to remember it. So he says, no, the friend was learned it too, because a melech has to go shower or go to mikvah alone. Nobody, that's part of the Dinei Malchus, nobody's out of Sin Melech. Okay, that was a side point, not part of the Meshech Chachma. But the point is that we should have this appreciation of mitzvot being able to protect us from our Yetzer Hara, protect us in general. Specifically, we should have appreciation that we always have a mitzvah with us, wherever we are, even when our tzitzis are removed, and when we're without clothing, we still have this mitzvah, and it's never an inna de lo asik bay. In other words, you're always considered somebody who's osing in this mitzvah, and its power to protect you is constant. Okay, it was a good start to seeing the Meshech Chachma. Thank you for coming. Shkach.